Today's daf is daf lamed hey. We left off on daf lamed dalet on the bays 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Last from the line is hanicha. So the Gemara is still discussing mitzvah seisha azman grama, mitzvah seisha ein azman grama. How we know that women are chayavos in mitzvah seisha ein azman grama and peturos from mitzvah seisha azman grama. So the Gemara had suggested yesterday that matzah and hakel are shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad that are in melamdim, that matzah and hakel are both mitzvah saseh shazman grama in which women are chayavos, but because it's shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad, we can't derive from there that women are chayavos in all mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and therefore women remain pituros in all mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the Gemara now says hani chalamad yamrein melamdim. So that works great if you assume that you can't learn from shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad, that whenever the Torah says, and again the svara for shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad is generally there's a principle in the Torah called, in the way we darshan the Torah called mematzinu, that if the Torah wants us to know something, it only has to say it once, and we know to apply it everywhere else. When the Torah says it a second time in a different context, in a different area of halacha, the Torah is sending us a message that obviously the first time was not meant to be applied everywhere else, otherwise we wouldn't have needed to write it, the Torah would not have needed to write it a second time. So from the fact that it's written two times, that's an indication that those are the exceptions rather than the rule. If it's only said once, so it's the rule. If it's written twice, then that's an indication that it's the exception rather than the rule. So says the Gemara, this works out great if you hold of that svara. If you hold the shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad is ein melamdin. Elamand yamar melamdin, ma'ik lememar. But what if you hold that when you have shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad, that you can be melamed? That just because the Torah says something twice does not mean that it's limited to those two times. Why would the Torah need to say it a second time if it's not to indicate that these are the exceptions? After all, can't you just learn it from Mematzinu? So the Prima Gadim, Psicha Kalalis, explains that there's Taz in three places in Shulchan Aruch explains that there is a difference between Dinim Da'oraisa that are learned out from Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar and Dreshes Ben, and Din D'Oraisa that are explicit in the Pasuk. So sometimes better not to have a Din D'Oraisa for whatever reason. The Torah wants to strengthen the Din D'Oraisa and have it Mefurish Bikra. So for that alone, perhaps the Torah would write it a second time. But anyway, the Gemara says, but everything we said yesterday will fall apart if you hold that Shneksu Mbam Ke'echad Melamdin. Vesu, and furthermore, mitzvah shalozman grama nashim chayavos minalan. Furthermore, we were discussing mitzvah shalozman grama. When it comes to mitzvah shalozman grama, we're also going to have a problem if you don't hold shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad melamdin. And we're not going to actually get to that problem for another 10-15 lines or so, because the Gemara is going to go through the whole discussion of mitzvah shalozman grama first. But that's where we're leading toward. We're leading toward a problem that if you hold shnei k'suvin aban ke'echad melamdin, you're going to have a problem with mitzvah shalozman grama as well. So anyway, assume mitzvah shalozman grama nashim chayavos minalan diyalof mimara. How do I know that women are chayavos in mitzvah shalozman grama in non-time bound mitzvos? Because we learn it from mora aveim that just like mora aveim is not time bound and women are chayavos, ma mora nashim chayavos. Alf kol mitzvah shalozman grama nashim chayavos. So to every mitzvah say shalozman grama, women are chayavos. The Gemara, instead of learning from Mora, why don't we learn from somewhere else? V'nelef mi Talmud Torah. Why don't we learn from Talmud Torah that there you have a mitzvah sasei shalo hazman grama, and we know women are pturos. So shouldn't we learn that women are pturos from mitzvah shalo hazman grama from Talmud Torah? Why is Talmud Torah not zman grama? Right, isn't there a separate chiyuv in morning, in day and night? V'gisba yomam v'layla. So no, Pashas is yomam v'layla. It's day and night. It's at all times. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I think the way Rav Elchanan formulates and Rav Moshe and the Tshuva formulates, is to learn every free second the person has. I mean, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah for every moment. I mean, there's a minimum mitzvah. The Gemara says, even Yosef Kriyash Mashachas V'Yavis. That's the bare minimum. That's if you, even if you have no free time. But any other free moment a person has is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The question is how liberally you define the term free moment, right? Is free moment, if you need time to rest, and you need time to exercise, and you need time to do other things that are healthy and that are important for you, you need time to work, to make a living, so that's not a free moment perhaps, but everything else is a is considered a free moment. So anyway, that's the extent of the chiyuv. So obviously it's not time-bound. So you see, mitzvah she'ein hazman grama, nothing to do with time. You chayiv every second of the day, and nevertheless, women are pater. So shouldn't that serve as the basis for to teach us the rest of by every other mitzvah she'ein hazman grama? So there's an interesting tosus over here. The bottom tosus on the page, v'neilof mi Talmud Torah, says tosus, why would you learn from Talmud Torah? V'im tomer adraba, isam l'meilof mi mora l'chiyuv. We generally have a rule that if you have two options of a hekish, you can make a hekish to come out with a kula, or you can make a hekish to come out with a chumrah. Generally, we're supposed to opt l'chumra makshinan, l'kula lo makshinan. So over here, the Gemara clearly has two options. Either we could derive the status of women in mitzvah she'ein hazman grama from mora and derive that they're chayiv, or from Talmud Torah and derived at the Pater. Why is the Gemara pressing the issue that we should learn from Talmud Torah? The normal rule is you should go l'chumra. L'chumra makshina, not l'kula. So if Omer Aram, the misvara, the Talmud Torah, ikat feilim elef, kibin da ashkan, the nashim, p'turos, mi mitzvah, yikara, v'chaviva, ka Talmud Torah, unbelievable svara, says Tosos. Granted, normally when you have a hekesh l'chum makshin l'kul lo makshinan, but Talmud Torah is such a remarkable chiddush that they're pater, because it's such a mitzvah yikara v'chaviva. It's such a great mitzvah, it's such a precious, beautiful, amazing mitzvah, and therefore if they're going to be pater from that, you have to say they're pater from other things as well. So it's more likely the Gemara wants to suggest, even though obviously it's not going to be the conclusion, to derive from Talmud Torah that all mitzvah she'ein hazman grama, women should be pater from, and the fact that they're pater from such an important mitzvah should trump the fact that normally l'chum makshin l'kul lo makshinan. Odi Shlomer Tos says the svaru hu lemel of tefei mitalmud Torah mimora to shiny aveim duhukash kvodom lekvodam makom. This is another reason why we might be more likely to learn that they're pater from Talmud Torah rather than that they're chayiv from mora aveim, is because mora aveim, as we've discussed, is not only a ben adam lechaveru, which has a little bit of a ben adam lemakom tinge to it. In that the Torah compares mora aveim to mora hamakom, and ve'ein lemel of shar mitzvos mina, and therefore you can't derive other mitzvos from mora aveim, because mora aveim is special in that regard. Why are they chayavos of mora aveim? Because mora aveim is equated with mora hamakom, with fear of Hashem. Odi Shomer, third answer, de'in svar alomar nelef mi mora, de'mora nami l'fam de'ina chayavis hechad rishos achir maleha. If you have an option to learn from two mitzvahs, one of which you want to learn l'chiyuv from one mitzvah or l'ptur from the other mitzvah, but even the mitzvah that you're going to learn l'chiyuv for, she's not really always chayiv in, so obviously you would want to go with the mitzvah that always applies, where the same rule always applies. So by Talmud Torah, she's always pater in Talmud Torah. When it comes to mora aveim, she's sometimes pater, sometimes chayiv. If she's married, when she has rishus acher maleha, so she's going to be pater from mora aveim. So the truth is, she's going to be pater from mora aveim, or she's going to be pater from kibud aveim? Not really sure, meaning that Tosa says she's going to be pater when rishus acher maleha. But the Gemara had gone through what is ezu kibud ve'ezu mora, right? The Gemara had said, ezuhu mora, ezu kibud, so ezu mora ve'ezu kibud, the Gemara in the bottom of Laman Aleph and Beis, mora, lo omeid b'mekomo, lo yoshim b'mekomo, lo sosras tzavar v'lo machriyo. That's mora. Mora is what you don't do, how you don't overstep your bounds. That's mora. Kibud is machil, mashke, malbish, mechasa, machnas, motzi. She's pater from kibud when rishus acher mala, because she has to take care of her husband, so she's not going to be able to get her parents dressed and bring them to the store and do all the things, because she has to take care of her husband and her family. What's Tosus talking about? She's pater sometimes from mora, so she's, as soon as she gets married, she's allowed to sit in her father's seat, and she's allowed to contradict his words. And it just occurred to me now, I didn't see anyone that discussed it. But it's a difficult line in Tosos to say that she's not always chayiv in mora. She is certainly always chayiv in mora. I would think she'd certainly always be chayiv in mora. Also, it's interesting that Tosos says that Talmud Torah is something that's consistent. She's always pater from Talmud Torah. There aren't any exceptions to Talmud Torah. We know that women do have to learn those mitzvahs that relate to them. They have to learn those mitzvahs that relate to them, and they have to learn the halachas of them to know, minimally, to know what to do. So that's what the Beis Halevi writes, that that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's great, but it's not Talmud Torah. It's a hechsher mitzvah for that particular mitzvah. So when a woman, l'mashal, learns the halachos of hafrashas challah, let's say, so that's a chelik of the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? That's why when the Gemara says nashim b'mezachyan, that we know a man's greatest chus is Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says nashim b'mezachyan, the Gemara does not answer learning those halachos that pertain to them, where they also, meaning the halachos that pertain to them, you could spend a lifetime learning. So they could have plenty of very serious learning in order just to learn the halachos that pertain to them. But because that's not Talmud Torah, it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so that's why Nashim Mezachian, the Gemara says instead that it's by waiting for their husbands to come home from the Beis Medrash and supporting their children and their husbands in learning, because at least in that way they have a chelik in the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah, not just in the hechsher mitzvah of preparing to learn something. Preparing to do something. So the Gemara had said, so why don't we learn from Talmud Torah that all mitzvah she'en hazman grama, women should be peturos from? So the Gemara said, no, mishum davali Talmud Torah piriv yishreksum abam kechad, because Talmud Torah and Puruvu are shreksum abam kechad, because shreksum abam kechad in melandim, and whenever you have shreksum abam kechad, you can't derive from there, meaning there are two mitzvahs that the Torah tells us of that our mitzvah sasei she'en hazman grama, and women are nevertheless peturos from. So you can't derive from them because there are two of them. Had there been only one of them, then in a chinami, you would have been able to derive from Talmud Torah. But because there are two, it's an exception. But what about the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, who holds that it's not only the man's chiyuv, it's the woman's chiyuv as well to do peruvu? So if you hold it's the woman's chiyuv as well to do peruvu, then there's only one mitzvah left standing, that's a mitzvah that women are peturos from, and that is Talmud Torah, and therefore that should serve as a model for all other mitzvahs she'en hazman grama that women should be peturos from. So the Gemara says, no, even if you hold women are chayavos and peruvu, still Talmud Torah finds another partner. Mishum David Talmud Torah pidina ben shnei ksuvim abam kechad. Because Talmud Torah and pidin haben serve as shnei ksuvim abam kechad. V'chol shnei ksuvim abam kechad in melandin. Whenever you have two psukim that teach the same idea, you can't learn from those two, again, because obviously the Torah is trying to tell me an exception by listing the two. Frak the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Nami Navi Piri Vrivya Umora shnei ksuvim abam kechad in melandin. But wait a second. What was the source to say that women are chayavos in mitzvah she'en hazman grama? It was Mora Ava'im. But according to Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, there's another mitzvah she'en hazman grama that women are chayavos in. We just said Rabbi Yochanan Baroka holds women are chayavos in Puruvu. So there are two mitzvah she'en hazman grama that women are chayavos in. So shouldn't we say that therefore that becomes shnei ksuvim abam kechad, and you can no longer derive the status of women mitzvah she'en hazman grama from Mora, because it's partnered with Puruvu, meaning it would come out difficult because you'd have Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechad on either side of the aisle, right? You have Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechad on the idea that women are Pater from Mitzvah She'en Hazman Grama, and on the idea that women are Chayavos Mitzvah She'en Hazman Grama. So you'd either need to go on a mitzvah by mitzvah basis and figure it out, or we would need to come up with some other Gzeres HaKasim or something to develop, to find the rule. So anyway, but the Gemara says no such problems anyway, because Tzrichi, it's not Mora and Peri Rivya cannot possibly be Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechad, because the Torah would need to tell me that they're chayiv in both. Had the Torah only said Mora and not said Pirivrivya, Havamina Vekavshua Amarachmana, I would have said that women are pater from Puruvu, because the Torah says Vikivshua, that one needs to multiply, fill the world, and conquer it. Vikivshua. And that sounds like a very masculine type of job, right? It's the derech of men to be kovesh. It's not the derech of women to be kovesh. And therefore, I would have automatically assumed that women are pturos from the mitzvah of Puruvu. Because of Puruvu, of the low cost of Mora, had it said Puruvu and not said Mora, so Havamina Ish to Sibik Biyad Lasos in, Isha Dein Sibik Biyad Lasos Lo, I would have said, and again, this is where Tosas got the idea, I guess, but again, it's still a little bit difficult, I don't understand, right? Had it said Puruvu and not said Mora, then I would have thought that women are putter from Mora because women are not always able to do Mora. Because women have given the ancient book beyond the last, so let's have klal. And I would have thought if they're not always able to do it, because sometimes they're married, and it's ancient book beyond the last, so I would think that why bother being mechayev them for something they're not going to be able to do half the time anyway? I mean, most of their lives, hopefully, they're going to be married. So why should we be mechayev a woman in a mitzvah that hopefully for most of her life she's never going to be able to do anyway? So I would have thought that she's not included in Mora Aveim, and therefore tzricha. That's why I needed to be told that they're chayavos in both of them. So that's why it's not. That's why it's not shnei ksuvim b'avim ke'echad. Puruvu and Mora are not shnei ksuvim b'avim ke'echad, but Talmud Torah and Piriv Rivia, or Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, whichever one you hold like, are shnei ksuvim b'avim ke'echad. And therefore we see that women are chayavos in mitzvahs to say she'in hazman grama. Why in fact are women pater from Puruvu? So obviously why is because of the we dashen from the pasuk that they're pater from Puruvu, but there's a well-known Meshach Chachma says that we have a klal in the Torah, Drachei Adarchei Noam, that the Torah's ways are pleasant, that the Torah isn't the chayiv things that are extremely unpleasant and that are extremely painful. The Gemara uses it. Generally speaking, you have to be careful of how you apply this. Rav Shachar was pointing out, Drachei Adarchei Noam doesn't mean, I just discussed last night in the Tuesday night shiur, about how much inconvenience and pain and tsar one has to go through to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. So we suggested that, for instance, Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach says that a person has to be mitzar themselves and have headaches and whatever to drink dalet kosos of yayin on the night of the Seder. Aren't the Torah's ways pleasant? How can it be that the Torah will demand that I have to go through tzara, I have to go through some level of pain in order to be mekayim a mitzvah? So that's not what Drachei Adarchei Noam generally means. Drachei Adarchei Noam, the Gemara in Sukkah says, applies it to when the Gemara wasn't sure what branch to use for a lulav. I think it was lulav or hadassah, one of the dalet minim, what branch to use. So the Gemara says, well, it can't be this one because that one has thorns all over it, and Drachei Adarchei Noam. The Torah wouldn't have you hold with your hand a branch that has thorns all over it because it would hurt a lot. So Drachei Adarchei Noam tells me that it can't be that one. So what do you see? That Drachei Adarchei Noam is a rule that teaches me that I'm not sure it can go one way or the other. It's an indicator. I'm not sure what the Torah wants from me. Does it want A or does it want B? But A is very unpleasant and B is pleasant, so probably the Torah wanted B. But if I know what the Torah wants from me, so generally you can't apply Drachei Adarchei Noam. Nevertheless, Meshech Chachma writes that that's why women are not chayavos in Puruvu, because of this concept of Drachei Adarchei Noam. Again, it's not derived from Drachei Adarchei Noam, because you can't derive a halacha from Drachei Adarchei Noam when you would know otherwise. Meaning, if otherwise we would know that women are chayavos, Drachei Adarchei Noam would not be enough to pater them from Puruvu. But, he says, as a time of the crowd, to explain perhaps why, to give some svara to why it is that they're pturos, he says, because the Torah is not going to command a woman to do something that is so painful and dangerous for her. Right? The very moment of childbirth is considered to be an inherent sakana. That's Rav Moshe's famous tshuva about inducing childbirth. Rav Moshe was asked, are you allowed to induce childbirth? Let's say the doctor, as doctors often do nowadays, a doctor has a vacation plan. So he'll want to clear his schedule. So what does he do? He'll induce all the women that are due in the next week or two. And that way he'll take care of them, and he won't have to worry about it while he's on vacation. So is that okay? Can you induce childbirth for such a reason? So Rav Moshe says, absolutely not. Why? He says, because childbirth itself, the moment of childbirth, is a sakana. It's mamish a sakana. Elamai, there's a bracha. Why do more women not die during childbirth? There's a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to take care of you, even though it's a time of sakana. When does that bracha apply? That bracha only applies when it's meant to happen. When it's not meant to happen, when you're pushing forward that time, so then you're putting yourself in that that time of sakana. Obviously, that only applies though. First of all, it's an unusual tshuva, but we're not going to get into it now. But that only applies when you're pushing it forward for no good reason, because the doctor wants to go on vacation. That's not a good enough reason. Obviously, if it's medically necessary, so it's medically necessary, so you do it. One of the doctors, one of the big doctors that has a lot of patients in the shul, I get calls like for every single time one of her patients is being induced. She makes them call me. She says, I want to induce you. I think it's medically necessary, but you need to call the rabbi. And I should just tell her, if you think it's medically necessary, you don't need to call me, and it's okay. But anyway, but that's the idea that since it's sakana, says Meshkach Makadosh Baruch Hu would not be mechayev a woman to put herself in that sakana. So what does he do? Instead, he creates this tremendous yearning in a woman to want to have children, and therefore she'll put herself in the sakana instead of being mechayev her. Okay, anyway, so. Says the Gemara, but now we get to the kasha that we were aiming for the whole time. This whole analysis of why women are chayavos mitzvah sheinos man grama only works if you assume shnei ksuvim aban keachad ein melamdin, that whenever you have two psukim that tell me something, you cannot derive it to the rest of kol haTorah kula. But if you hold shnei ksuvim aban keachad melamdin, then how are you going to know that women are in fact up to chayavos mitzvah sheinos man grama? Shouldn't I be melamed? Shouldn't I learn out from Talmud Torah and Pur Revu, or from Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, that women are pturos from mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama? So it says, so basically we had two questions. Question number one was the whole lima that women are pturos from mitzvah hazman grama was also based on Sheikh Zubam Kechavim Melamdin. The whole idea that they're chayavos mitzvah she'en hazman grama is based on Sheikh Zubam Kechavim Melamdin. So both fall apart if you hold Sheikh Zubam Kechavim Melamdin. So Amarava Papunoi Yadi La Taima Daha Milsa. The Papunoi knows the answer to this question. Who is Papunoi? Umanu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. It's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Amar Krav Pasuk says, V'haylecha la'osal yedechol yizikar me'en nechol man tia toris Hashem v'ficha. And we see from that Pasuk, Huksha kol haTorah kula l'tfilin, that the entire Torah is compared to tfilin. Mat tfilin mitzvah shas man grama v'nashim pturos. So therefore, just like tfilin is a mitzvah shas man grama, and women are pater, Av kol mitzvah shazman grama nashim pturos. So to every single mitzvah shazman grama, by definition, women should be pturos. How do I know about a mitzvah she'en hazman grama that women are chayavos? If they're going to be pater from mitzvah shazman grama, it must be that they're going to be chayiv in mitzvah she'en hazman grama. So says Gemara, Hanich lemanya mitzvah mitzvah shazman grama. That's great if you assume that tefillin in fact are a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, right? You assume that Lila loves man tefillin and Shabbos loves man tefillin. Wonderful. Elmandiyam mitzvah mitzvah shalazman grama, Michael Maymar. But if you hold that tefillin are mitzvah saseh that is not time bound, because you hold Lila zman tefillin, Shabbos zman tefillin. So then what are you going to say if you hold that tefillin is mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama, shalazman grama? So says Gemara, well, who holds that? Mancha, meaning again, we only started heading down this path according to the shita that holds that shnei ksuvim aban keachad melamdin. So the only time you're going to have a problem over here with our rule that women are pturos mitzvah shazman grama chayavos mitzvah shalazman grama is if you hold a combination of two shitas. You have to hold that shnei ksuvim aban keachad melamdin and that tefillin are mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. Only if you hold both of these shitos, then you're going to have trouble knowing where do we know our rule, the mitzvah she'en hazman grama, women are chayavos, mitzvah she'en hazman grama, women are pturos. So says Gemara, well, think about it. Who's the one that holds that tefillin are mitzvah she'en hazman grama? Man sham leidam le tefillin mitzvah she'en hazman grama? Reb Meir. V'savar la shnei ksuvim aban keachad, v'kol shnei ksuvim aban keachad, ein melamdin. But Reb Meir also holds that shnei ksuvim aban keachad, ein melamdin. So Reb Meir is okay with the first way we learned it. So that's good enough. If you look at Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ela L'mandiyam Tefillin, in the middle of that Tosfos, he says, V'hainu time the mitzvah shazman grama nashim pturos. He says, the reason why women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama, the dafka b'matzav ha'akel kasar rachman alomer d'chayavos. The Torah only goes out of its way to say that the chayavos by matzav and ha'akel. Avol kol mitzvah shazman grama b'alma nashim pturos t'kimin de'in melamdin havu k'mo mi'uta. Interesting that since it's ein melamdin, since we don't, if you were to hold that that we don't learn from Sheikh Sunnah Bam Kechad, we do learn the other way. Meaning when the Torah says something twice, so we know we can't derive it to everywhere else, but we can derive that everywhere else should be the opposite. because if everywhere else wasn't the opposite, it wouldn't need to tell me twice that women are chayavos mitzvah shazman grama. It must be that it's the opposite. Okay. So anyway, says Gemar Vaitul Rabbi Yehuda Damer Shneksum Abam Kechad Melamdin Utzul Mitzvah Shlozman Gram Michael Member. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Shneksum Abam Kechad Ar Melamdin and Tefillin Ar Mitzvah Shlozman Grama, then what are you going to say? Then you're in trouble, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds the combination of shitos that will lead us to have no source to tell me that women are parts of Mitzvah Shlozman Grama and Chayavos Mitzvah Shlozman Grama. So he says, no, Mishum Davai Matza Simcha VaHakel Shlosh. Everyone agrees when you have shloshuk suvna ban kechad, then ein melamdin. Then you're not going to apply it to the rest of kol haTorah kula. And we have matzah, simcha, and hakel, which are all mitzvos asay shazman grama, and women are nevertheless chayavosin. So we see that it's dafka those mitzvos, but all other mitzvos shazman grama, women are in fact going to be pturosin. Period. Fine. The kol mitzvos losa say the mitzvah. Yeah. Simchas Yantiv. Yeah, we neglected to mention yesterday, the Gemara had said that the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv is Isha Baila Mesamcha, is that her husband has a mitzvah of being a Mesamecher. So Tosfos on Lamed Daled and Beis had said that there's no chiv, that he quoted Rashi first, that she has no chiv of Simcha, it's only a chiv of Simcha on her husband, and even the Almana has no chiyuv of simcha herself, even though the Torah mentions the chiyuv of simcha ziyantiv in relation to an almana, it's the chiyuv of everyone who lives in the neighborhood to be mesameicher. And Rabbeinu Tam rejected Rashi. We forgot that I didn't have time to mention it yesterday, but today's a little bit of a drier daf, we have a little more time. V'kasha Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos said, Tahainu bizman she'in beis hamikdash kayam. That's when the beis hamikdash is not around, that you can argue such a thing, that women have a mitzvah, that the mitzvah of simcha is on others to buy them clothes and things of that nature. That's only true when there's no Beis HaMikdash around. Then you could argue that the mitzvah is for her husband to buy her a nice dress. That's the mitzvah of Simcha. That's what the Gemara Pesachim says. The Bizman Hazeh ain't Simcha El B'Yayin. Av Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayam ain't Simcha El Basar Shem V'Zavachta Shem V'Yachalta Shem V'Samachta. But Frek Tosfos, I don't understand. The real mitzvah of Simcha Midar Raisa that it says in the Torah is a mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. It's a mitzvah of Karbanos. So in what way is it Baila Mesamcha? That her husband makes her happy, or other people in her neighborhood make her happy? By what? By buying her clothing? That's not the real mitzvah of Simcha Daraisa. The real mitzvah of Simcha is the Karban. And it sounds from Rashi that you don't even have to bring her to Yerushalayim and give her Shalmei Simcha. But he says in the Gemara in Chagiga, it doesn't sound that way at all. Because Gemara in Chagiga says, Ben Shein Otzarech Le'imo Chayiv La'halos Olos Ru'iyah La'arabayis. That's a son that doesn't need his mother anymore, needs to bring an Olos Ru'iyah to the Arabayis. V'im Utzarech Le'imo Eino Chayiv. But if he needs his mother, he doesn't have to bring it. And the Gemara asks, Ad inna man asya, and up until this point, who brought him? V'kamer Abayi ad hachadavi imei d'mechayve b'simcha asya. And Abayi says that no, up until now, when he's been chayv in simcha, where his mother has been around and he's needed his mother, and his mother is chayv in simcha, so she would bring him. So you see that women do have to go to bring the karbanos. Va'odi simcha b'kli pishtan zeichal lasos b'beisa. And if the simcha were only about kli pishtan, a woman could do that in her house. So for all those reasons, Tosfos rejects Rashi. And at the end of the Tosfos says, Mefarshu ben Tam, isha b'ayla mesamcha, not with clothing and with things like that. That's not what b'ayla mesamcha means. No, it means b'shalmei simcha shalo. He has to take his shalmei simcha and share it with her, because that's the only real simcha in the Torah. Shachov mutel sal b'ayla u'ba'almana al shashruya etzlo. And even by an almana, it's a chiyuv on the people who live near her to share their shalmei simcha with her. That's the real chiyuv of simcha in the Torah. Okay, anyway, so now the Gemara is going to focus on the Mishnah of Kol Mitzvos Lo Saseh, where the Mishnah said that women are chayavos in all mitzvos Lo Saseh, with just a couple of exceptions. Right, Bal Tashchis, Bal Tamil Mason, Bal Takif, but with those exceptions, women are chayavos all mitzvos Lo Saseh. Frek the Gemara, minani mili. How do you know the women are chayavos mitzvos Lo Saseh? So Frek the Pnei Yeshua, it's an obvious kasha. He says, what do you mean minani mili? Who is the Torah written for? The Torah was written only for men? Meaning, why would you have a havamina that women are pturos from mitzvos lo saseh? You really need a minahani mili to tell me that they're chayavos in mitzvos lo saseh? Shouldn't it be obvious that they're chayavos in mitzvos lo saseh? So he says maybe Maybe the svara in the Minayin Amili is because by most of the mitzvahs lo saseh, the Torah uses the word, or many mitzvahs lo saseh, the Torah says explicitly b'nei Yisrael, and therefore I might have thought to darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, as the Gemara does darshan by smicha in tomorrow's daf. So since there's a havamina to darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael by so many isurim, so we need to overpower that potential drasha and say, Minayin Amili, how do I know that there would be chayavos in mitzvahs lo saseh? Because otherwise it's very shver. The Torah was written for women also. The Torah was written for klal Yisrael. So of course it's women would be included. So anyway, so says Gemara, Minayin Amili, how do I know in fact that there are chayavos in mitzvahs lo saseh? Amar Rav Damar Rav, v'chein tan d'vei Rav Shmuel, amar kra ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam. Pasuk says in relation to carbon shvos apikadon that isha isha says man or woman, when you do one of these averus, you bring this carbon. Hishva kasav isha leish lekol onshim shabatara. So we see we equate a man and a woman for all onshim in the Torah. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha Kalalis, if you look, hishva kasav isha leish lekol onshim shabatara. So Rashi says lekol onshim v'lavin onshin malkus hein, and every lav carries with it malkus. So since there's malkus and women are included for all onshin shabbatora, so women are chayv in all those sases because they have malkus. So Frekta Prima Gadim says vihinei im nashin mitzuvin and this Prima Gadim psicha kolal is chelik sheni os yud dalin. So he says vihinei im nashin mitzuvin al lavin shein ben maisa ikla ayin. Are women chayavos in a lav shein ben maisa? I mean, what about a lav shein ben maisa where there's no malkus? We're saying that how do we know women are chayavos in los hasays because hishva kos v'yishalish l'kol onshin shabbatora, and every lav you get malchus, but you don't really get malchus for every lav. A lav she'in b'maisa you don't get malchus for. So are women chayavos in a lav she'in b'maisa? He says ikla ayin ki b'krabba midbar hevav ish o isha ki yasu v'rashi kiddush lamed ham and afdi b'maskal l'kol onshin pirish v'lav in onshin malchus. Right? Rashi says that we're equating them with l'gabe malchus. Mashma lav she'in maisa pateras, which implies that paturas, which implies that she's pater from a lav she'in bo maisa. So he says it's a suffix over here. He's not sure. However, he writes per Rambam perikud beiz me'akum alacha gimel. The Rambam implies that she's absolutely chayavos. Uklal l'kayil v'nakit chusmi bal takif v'tashkus v'tuma v'lo hotzi yashar. The Rambam says women are chayavos in all those asay except for the three that were mentioned in our Mishnah that they're paturos in. So the implication of the Rambam is that all those asays, whether there's malchus or no malchus for it, they're going to be chayavos in. But the implication of Rashi is that they're paturos from those that don't have malchus. So, but according to the Rambam, how do you read this? Hishva kasav isha lishul kol onshim shabbatora. The Gemara sounds like Rashi, that it's only when there's an onesh associated with the lav that women are included. So there's in the footnotes to the expanded version of the Prima Gadim Psicha Kolalas, he quotes a tshuva of the Tashbetz, Chelik Aleph Simon Gimel, where the Tashbetz was asked, how do we know that women are included in lavin that don't have kares or misas bezdin or any other onesh? And the Tashbetz says, Ish o isha ki yaseh mikol chatos mikol chatos adam kol aver shabitor mishtami. It includes all averes in the Torah, because every aver in the Torah, he writes, yesh onesh o bidei adam o bidei shamayim. Meaning, so when you do a losa, say a lav shein bo maisa, there's no onesh. There's no onesh down here. There's no onesh malchus, but there's some onesh. There's going to be an onesh bidei shamayim. So that's what it means. Kol onshim shabitorah, for all the onshim in the Torah, including losases. Problem is, there's probably an onesh in Shemayim for a mitzvah saseh also. So that's a difficulty with that analysis of the sources. The other problem is, he points out there's an afna gemara in Tmura and Daf Beis, where the gemara brings a pasuk to be marbe that a woman is chayiv when she makes a tmura, and the gemara says, why do I need a riboy in the pasuk? Halo hishva kasav isha lishul kol onshin shabbatora, and the gemara says that I might have thought that's where you say that women are equated to men. But a lav she'in bo maisa, when there's no maisa, I might have thought they're not equated to men. That's why I need a reboy to tell me that they are. So it sounds like enough from the Gemara. But the truth is, there are girsa issues in that Gemara. There are multiple girsas in that Gemara, but at least according to one girsa, first girsa in Rashi, that Gemara sounds beferish, that even a lav she'in bo maisa, women are going to be chayavosim. Okay, but anyway, that's the source. That's the first source, at least, to tell me that women are chayavos in losaseis. To be Rav Lazar Tana, Amar Krai, he says, no, I have a different pasuk. Asher tasim lefneihem. Pasuk says, Asher tasim lefneihem, hishra kasu isha, isha kol dinim shabbatora. Right? Mishpatim, right? When it's at the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, that it says lefneihem in the plural, that's for men and women. The Bechizkiah Tana, Amar Krav, Vehemis Ish O Isha. Pasuk says, Vehemis Ish O Isha. Hishra Kasu Isha Lishra called Misa Shabbat Torah. So the Pasuk relates, compares man and woman, meaning equates man and woman, for all Misos in the Torah. So good. So but why do I need three sources to tell me the same thing? Says Mar Utsricha. I need all three sources. Diashmin Hach Kamaisa, had I only had the first source, I would say Mishum Kaparuch As Rahman Alei Allah. I would say, yeah, the reason why the woman is included within the karban is because the Torah is having rachmanis on her, meaning to tell her to bring a karban is not a chumrah, it's a kula, meaning it's giving her an opportunity for kapara. So that's why we include her in terms of the karban by Shavuos HaPikadon. Aval dinin eme ish tabar masu matan in ishalal. When it comes to dinin, when it comes to monetary issues and halachos of choshen mishpat, I would say, who's that important for? It's important for a man who's involved in business. A woman's not involved in business anyway. It's not that she wouldn't be included in those. And that's why I need that second pasuk. The Tosa says, wait a second. I would have thought that it had only said it by the karban, that women are only included by the karban because the Torah is having rachmanos by making her bring the karban so that she could have a kapara. Fractosos, does it really work that way? What if it would not have included women in that parsha? Women only would have been excluded from the karban? No, women would have been excluded from... If the Torah really wanted to have rachmanos, the Torah should have excluded women from the whole iser. Right, from the whole problem of Shavuos HaPikadon. So it says those Tomer Kolshkein Dimlo Nichtava Chasala Tvei. It would have been a greater Rachmanus not to include her in the Parsha. Deina Lelo Onish Lo Chet. It's not that she would have the chet without the kapara. She wouldn't have anything. There would be no onish, no chet at all. So says Tosfos Yerushalmi to be called Makom Yitzrich Kapara Hecha Deksiva Onish Lenashim Behedya Kigon Gabei Arayos. No, for that particular parsha in the Torah, in Achinami, had she not been written into that parsha, she wouldn't have had any iser by Shavuos HaPikadon. But she does have isurim. There are certain isurim in the Torah where she's explicitly listed, like by Arayos. So how do I know that she's able to achieve kapara? How do I know that there's such a thing as a woman bringing the karban, that she's able to achieve kapara? So that's why we need to include women in that pasuk, because it's not chas rachmana only in that part of the Torah, it's chas rachmana in the entire Torah, by telling me that she has the opportunity for kapara. Anyway, v'yashmin ha, and had I only been told the second source about dinim mamonis, mishum d'chiyusi, I would say that's because it's her lifeline. She needs to be involved in dinim mamonis. Why? So Rashi says, because if she doesn't have dinim mamonis, people would just steal from her left and right. She would steal from other people left and right. No one would want to go anywhere near her because they're afraid that she's going to steal from them and everyone would take all of her stuff. It would be miserable. Aval kofer, but when it comes to kofer, emad ish to bar mitzvos in ishalo, I would say a man who's chayiv in more mitzvos would be included, but a woman is not. So that's why I need to be told the third source. V'yashmin ha, had I only had the third source, mishum dika ibn neshama, chas rachmana, I would say, well, since there's a loss of life involved, that's why the Torah has rachmanas and includes her. Aval hanatati emad low, but the others I would think not so. That's why it's needed. Chutz mi baltakav baltashkes baltam il mesin. The Mishnah said women are chayavos in a couple of, are paturos in a few mitzvos, lo saseh. Baltakif, which is shaving off the peyos harosh, baltashkes, shaving the peyos hazakan, and baltatam il mesin, a female kohen, is allowed to be tam il mesin. Mishnah baltam il mesin, the ksivim al kohen, b'nei aron. B'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron. I understand baltam il mesin, it says beferish that it's about b'nei aron, not the b'nos aron. El baltakif baltashkes minolim. How do I know that women are paturos from baltakav baltashkes? Tichsiv lo sakifu pas roshkam v'lo sashkes es pas kanecha. Kol she yeshno bashchasa yeshno bakafa. So we assume that anyone who's included in the isra of not shaving their beard is included in the isra of not cutting off their peyos harosh. V'ani nashi hov lo isnu bashchasa lasnu bakafa. So since women are not included in the isra of not shaving a beard, so mela, they're not included in the isra of not cutting off the peyos harosh. Frakli mara minolim v'lo Kolos and Vashkasa. How do you know they're not included in the Yisra of shaving off a beard? So Gemara says, no, Ibai same as Svara, the lowest Luzakan. One possibility is a Svara that unless they're in the circus, they generally don't have a beard. Vibai same a Kra, and the other possibility is a Pasuk, the Amar Kra, Losakifu Pas Roshchem, Losashkas as Pasukinecha. Now, notice how it says it. Losakifu Pas Roshchem, Vosashka says Pasukanecha, right? Midishani Krabidiburi, from the fact that the Torah switches from the plural to the singular, Timke Nikta Rahmana Pasukan Chem. Why doesn't it say Chem? Mai Zukancha? Zukancha Velo Zukanishtacha. So you see from that Pasuk that at least the Isra of shaving the beard is only an Isra on the men, not on the woman. Not on the women. And once we know it's only on the men, not on the women, since there's a hekish between the Isra of shaving the beard and the Isra of shaving off the Peos HaRosh, so we relate the two Isurim to each other. Whoever is not chayiv in the Peos HaZaken are not chayiv in the Peos HaRosh. So frek the Gemara below, really women are not included in the Isra of shaving off the Peos HaZaken? A woman who grows a beard, or a sris who grows a beard, that counts as a beard for all halachos of beards. It counts as a beard totally. Fractosos, what do you mean a sris who grows a beard? One of the simanim of being a sris is that you can't grow a beard. And don't tell me that he has other simanim of a sris, because the Gemara says that you need by a sris, you need kulan, you need all of the simanim of a sris in order to be labeled as a sris. So Tosfos says, no, it could be, yeah, you need kulan, but let's say a sris, he's 70 years old and he grows a beard. So what, now it turns out he wasn't a sris his whole life. No, he was a sris his whole life. Once Rov Shnosov, once most of his years have passed, which Rov Shnosov generally is assumed to be after the age of 35, because the average lifespan was assumed to be 70. So once Rov Shnosov has passed, and that's when he first grows a beard, so then that's one of the Simane Swiss, but he could still grow a beard afterwards. Anyway, but the bottom line is, it says in this Brisa that women are, that a woman who grows a beard, her beard counts as a beard for all halachos. Now, what do you mean all halachos? What halacha applies to a beard? My love, lashchasa. There's only one halacha that applies to a beard, and that is hashchasa. So you see, women are included in hashchasa sezakan. They're not allowed to shave their beards. So Rabbi lashchasa lo matzamrit says, no. They're not included in hashchasa. The yell of pass me b'nei Aaron. Malala nashim turos afkan nashim turos. Because the isser of hashchasa sezakan is repeated by kohanim. And since it's repeated by Kohanim, and we know by Kohanim it only includes men and not women, because Emorel Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, so Mela, when it says it by everyone else, it doesn't include women either. These feel like the chikas b'nei Aaron akuli and yonaksiv nishto kramine v'teisi b'kal v'chomer. Now, if the when it says at the beginning of the parsha of Emor, when it says b'nei Aaron, if it's akula and yana, meaning if the b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron goes on the entire parsha and everything that follows after it, including the Yisra of Hashkasa, the Torah wouldn't need to tell me anything, and I would learn it from the Kal V'chomer as follows. V'na amina, mako hanam shri b'ma kasa mitzisiris b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, so Yisra lo kol shkein. That if when it comes to Kohanim, who are on a higher level in terms of mitzvos, still we exclude b'nos Aaron from the Yisra of Hashkasa Sezakan. So Yisrael, who is on a lower level, for sure we should exclude Nashim from Hashkasa Sezakan. So it says, no, Ilav Gzer Shava, Havamina, Hivsika Inyan. Now, had it not been for the Gzer Shava, I would have assumed that the B'nai Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron drasha does not actually extend to, the Yisra of Hashkasa as well. That B'nei Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron is only on the Yisra of Tumah, but it doesn't extend to the Hashkasa. So it says, Mar Hashanami Neima Hifzika Inyan, but why don't we say, bottom line, that it doesn't extend, that B'nei Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron stops at the Yisra of Tumah and does not extend to everything else written in the Parsha. V'imishum Gzer Shava, you're worried about what am I going to do with the Gzer Shava of Pa'as, that we learn out the Gzer Shava, that we relate the two Lashonos of Pa'as. No, Mibay Le I would still need that Gzer Shava. Lo Yugalchu Yachol Gilchu B'Misrayim Yechayiv. I would need it for the following. Pasuk says Lo Yugalechu, that you shouldn't shave. So I might think that if you shave with scissors, you should be chayiv as well. Tamalom Lo Sashkes. That's why I needed to say Lo Sashkes by Yisrael. Yachol Liktu B'Malaket Britni Yechayiv. I might think that if you use a tweezer, you're also chayiv. Tamalom Lo Yugalechu. That's why I say Lo Yugalechu. Hakeitzad Giluach Sheish Barashchas Aviomer Zetar. That only when you shave in a way that is destructive to the hair, that's when it's usher, and that includes shaving with a razor. Imkei nichtav kra es shebizakancha. No, but if that were the case, if that's all I needed, pas to teach me, to link the two parshios that I could learn that only a tar is aser, then the Torah should have said eshev zukancha, my pas zukancha shema minatarti. From the fact that it says pas zukancha, so we're able to derive two things, and therefore we're able to derive that women are excluded as well. Frankly, Maravel hadatani zakan isha v'asris shall say arim kuzakan l'chaldevrayim mahilchsa. But then, what do you do with the fact that it says that the Brisa says that women are included in the halachas of beards? What halacha of beard if not ashchas zakan? Amar zutra l'tumas negan, the halacha of tumas negav tzaras in a beard. Tumas negav mehedik siva v'isha v'ishaki yebo negav v'rosha v'zakan. But that it says beferish in the pasuk. Elam mazutra l'taras negan. Now it comes to tell me that they are subject to taras negan. Taras negan nami pshita kivim to bastumi bastari. But shouldn't it be obvious that if she's included in the tumah of negan, she's included in the tar of negan? It's strict. No, I need both. Salak tarich aminin l'tzadim ksiv. O isha v'isha ki yebo negav v'rosh. Oh, bezakan hadrasan leish. I might have thought that the isha uisha part only goes on the tsaras of the rosh. The oh bezakan goes back to only the man. Kamashmalan. Therefore, comes teach me that women are also included in the negayim on the beard.